Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Murder Past Due by D.R. Meredith, narrated by Julia Gibson and Alan Nebelthal.
Prologue. We never give up on an unsolved murder, and that includes the Gorman case. No one was ever formally charged, so as far as we're concerned, it's still an open case, even if it is 20 years old. Lieutenant Jerry Carr on Amarillo's Unsolved Crimes, Amarillo Globe News, September 9. The first Mrs. Gorman, the frail city girl from back east, as any locale farther away than Missouri was inevitably referred to, prevailed upon the whipcord lean, leathery faced rancher to build her a gazebo. A Victorian lacework of oak, painted the most brilliant white, with benches lining its circular walls and bright yellow cushions to sit on. Her husband muttered about how the gazebo wouldn't look much like the house, but the first Mrs. Gorman shuddered to think of her retreat built of limestone blocks, cold and hard, and quarried by prisoners from the hills around Austin. She could not bear it. She felt she could not survive if she did not have her gazebo, light and airy, and tucked away in the grove of cottonwood trees her husband planted when he first set foot upon this land and dreamed of a mansion to match him. She didn't begrudge him his limestone mansion, but she felt oppressed by all that weight of stone, much as she felt oppressed by all the open space that stretched from horizon to horizon and as high as one could see. She was not suited for the high plains of Texas, but for small, cozy places. She wanted her gazebo.